Before you judge someone, before you write them off, take the time to put yourself in their shoes and see how it feels.
Hello everyone, this is Gwen. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little life at every day, you will make a big difference. 在你评价一个人之前，在你否定一个人之前，先慢下来，站在他们的角度看看会是什么样的结果。Before you judge someone, before you write them off, take the time to put yourself in their shoes and see how it feels. 这句话来自美国女演员格伦·克勒斯。我们再来用美音读一下。Before you judge someone, before you write them off, take the time to put yourself in their shoes and see how it feels. 首先我们来看前半句 Before you judge someone, before 我们也可以发成 before, be 这个前缀呢我们可以发成 be, 甚至发成 be, 都是可以的。Before you judge someone, before you write them off, write, 为不得 t, 略掉 them 和 off 连读 write them off, 后面 take the time, 为不得 k, 憋掉，我们只是摆了口型，但是不爆破出来啊。Take the time
to put yourself, put, 不要读成了 put, 应该是松元音的唇周松弛和后面的 yourself 连读同化 put yourself 带出一个 ch 的发音 put yourself in their shoes 后面可以短停 and see how it feels it 尾部的 t 再略掉 how it feels 我们来读一下 before you judge someone before you write them off take the time to put yourself in their shoesAnd see how it feels.
我们在读的时候呢要注意语调哈 Before you judge someone, 我们用平调或者升调 Before you write them off, 用升调或平调再看最后半句 Take the time to put yourself in their shoes, 又是一个意群我们也可以用一个平调或升调来引出后面还有的半句最后 how it feels, 再用降调表终结好我们再来看美音哈 before 都可以 before you judge someone before you write them off off 我们昨天早读也遇到了英音读成 off 美音读成 off 但一定要注意区分 off 和 of 这两个词哈 of 读成 of 弱读呢是 of 而 off 读成 off 末尾是清辅音我们再来看后半句 take the time to put yourself in their shoesTake the time to put yourself, 连读同化 yourself in, 辅元连读 self in their shoes in, 当然也可以在 shoes 的后面短停 and see how it feels, and, 若读成 and, 尾部的略掉 and see how it feels, how 和 it 之间带出小的 what 来连读 how it feels,It feels it, 尾部的这个 t, 憋掉。好我们来用美音读一下这句话。Before you judge someone, before you write them off, take the time to put yourself in their shoes and see how it feels. 发音部分我们就讲到这儿了。我们来看这句话的意思。首先呢看前半句 before you judge someone, 这里的 judge 表示评价评论。它的进一步变名词呢就是 judgment, 看法或评价了。我们再来拓展一个形容词哈喜欢品头论足的爱评价别人的我们就可以说 judgmental。Before you judge someone, 你评价别人之前呢 before you write them off, 我们来看这个词料 write someone off, 或者是 write off something, 表示认定什么什么失败认定什么什么没有价值进而取消这项计划或项目。近似的表达是 dismiss, 比如说 I wrote her off as a friend, 也就是 I decided that she was no longer my friend, 我不再把她当朋友了。I had written off college because I couldn't afford to pay tuition,我放弃了上大学因为我付不起学费。这句话呢我们也可以理解成为 I had given up on college. 我们决定放弃那天余下的时间来去购物。We decided to write off the rest of the day and go shopping. 那 write off 也可以表示注销一笔债务呢就是 to write off a debt. 注销一项投资就是 to write off an investment.
也可以表示毁掉、报废。His car was completely written off in the accident. 他的车在事故之中完全报废了。甚至可以直接把 write off 之间加一个连字符变成名词，表示报废的车辆。This morning, the car was a complete write off. 那辆车已经彻底报废了。那这个名词呢，还可以进一步演化出一无所获的一段时间这一层含义。This morning was a complete write off. 今天上午是一事无成啊。Take time to do something 表示花时间做什么什么，很简单。我们再来看下面这个词链 ，put yourself in somebody's shoes， 把你自己放在别人的鞋里，也就是设身处地的替某人着想。也可以简化这个词链，直接说 to be in somebody's shoes， 或者是 to be in somebody's situation。I wouldn't want to be in his shoes， 我可不想处在他那样的处境。Don't be cross with them， try to put yourself in their shoes， 别生他们的气啦，要设身处地为他们想想。我们来看两个原声例句，站在那个妈妈的角度想想吧。
Put yourself in the shoes of that mom. Put yourself in the shoes of that mom. Put yourself in the shoes of that mom.
Put yourself in the shoes of that mom. 试着换位思考一下吧。
Try and put yourself in the other person's shoes. Try and put yourself in the other person's shoes. Try and put yourself in the other person's shoes.
Try and put yourself in the other person's shoes.Put yourself in their shoes， 站在他们的角度去想问题，也就是换位思考，设身处地为别人着想。今天的活学活用呢，我们就来试着用这个词链 ，put yourself in somebody's shoes， 站在某人的角度替某人着想，用这个词链来随意造一个句子。我们再回过头看今天早读这句话 ，before you judge someone， 在你评价一个人之前 ，before you write them off， 在你否定一个人之前呢 ，take the time to put yourself in their shoes and see how it feels， 要花时间站在他们的角度去看看你会怎样感受。今天早读我们再来读一下，首先是英音版 ，before you judge someone， before you write them off， take the time to put yourself in their shoes and see how it feels， 美音。Before you judge someone, before you write them off, take the time to put yourself in their shoes and see how it feels. 今天早读就是这样了。Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.